Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
We're at that point in the year where we see a huge drop in the number of houses on the market. This is very important to you as a potential seller for next spring. Very important for you as a seller who grew exhausted, could not sell this year. Let me tell you a story, and I'm going to make this up, this story that I'm going to tell you. I'm going to make it up right now. But it's meant to represent what I see year after year after year at this time of year. Joe and Mary decide to put their house on the market, and they decide to wait until everything is perfect, and they shoot for the end of April. But because they can't quite get everything done, it gets pushed back. The mulch couldn't get done in time to get the pictures done. It ends up being the third or fourth week of May. Everything's gorgeous outside. Everything's lush and green. The dogwoods have just come in, but the azaleas have already blossomed, and their house is for sale at last. And where in the neighborhood, the houses have been selling very, very quickly up until that point, they face a slower market. They don't get an offer within the first couple of weeks. Pretty soon, it's the first week of June. Again, gorgeous time. Schools haven't let out yet. Surely got to be plenty of buyers for the house right now. But the agent is expressing a little bit of concern that, you know, we've had 15, 20 groups through, no offers, and not quite sure what's happening. Well, after maybe 4 weeks on the market, so it's now third week or fourth week of June, and the agent realizes that it is late in the spring market and now needs to have a conversation with his client about lowering the price of the property because the market has already come and gone. The bloom is off the rose, and the grass has got to get cut. So the price is cut, adjusted by 1% or 2%, absolutely meaningless in the scheme of shoppers' views for pricing. You know, a $500,000 house that has 1% or 2% drop is $490, $495. It doesn't bring in a different group of buyers when you make that kind of an adjustment, right? I mean, you wouldn't change. Your buyers are looking between 4 and 5 and 5 and 6. And if you're at 5 and a quarter and you drop $10,000 to 515, you haven't changed anything. You now come into the July 4th holiday. And we have a saying in real estate, when the fireworks go up, then the sales come down. And I'm telling you, it is just like clockwork. Every year, the same thing happens. And in a period of the summer, when things should, you would think it's summertime, it's not a slow time, it becomes hot, it becomes bothered, and it is difficult to sell. And after another 6 to 8 weeks, it's now the third week in August, and the seller is just miffed that they've missed the market and they need to sell. And what happens? Agent comes back and says, you know, I think we need to have another price adjustment. They adjust it maybe by another, you know, 10 or 15, or now the agent gets it. Hey, if we get the price to 5 from 525, maybe we will change the number of buyers looking at the property. So meanwhile, guess what? The number of listings has exploded in the market, and the number of buyers has dropped off precipitously. So there's a difference in the demand over the supply. The fall market comes in. You think, hey, there's a spring market. There's a fall market. We should be okay. Little does the real estate agent or the seller realize that the fall market is about 1/10 as strong as a spring market. And historically, that's exactly what it is. It's just not as good. Now, markets, you know, September and October roll around, and then the agent convinces the seller to give them more time because they haven't had, you know, they had it on the market for 4 months and they've got it where it needs to be priced, but still no offers come in. It gets to be Thanksgiving and the seller has, you know, extended it through the end of November, maybe the first week of December, but finally enough is enough. We don't want to go through the holidays with our house on the market. And, you know, we'll regroup, reconsider our options, and maybe look at putting our house back on the market next spring. Now, that might be you. You might think, gosh, he's just told my real estate story. He doesn't even know who I am. Well, I've been practicing real estate for 28 years, and I have recovered many people's lives who went through this chasing the price down process, putting their house on the market at the wrong time, missing the market, chasing the condition versus chasing the timing. You know, timing really does trump condition, folks. If you are thinking about selling in the springtime and you think the spring is April, or you think, I don't want to be out of my house until July, so I shouldn't be on the market until April or May, think about this differently. Think about it again. Step back and listen to what I'm telling you. I'm here to protect you. I'm here to protect your interests. The information that I'm giving you now is rock solid, as strong and capable of information as you will ever receive from any real estate agent when it comes to selling your house. I will tell you, 37% of my houses sell in 8 days or less, and 60% sell in under 3 weeks. So I know what I'm talking about. You need to think differently on timing. You know, if the value of your house is dropping due to how the market has acted, you really need to just take that into account. Step back. It's really only best to lower the price of your home at the right time, which is before you go on the market, if you're going to come into a market that's already softening. Meaning you have to recognize what the trend is. If you come into the market and you try to go for the gusto, but you don't have that much running room, you know, you don't land a plane on a short runway and hope maybe, you know, if you run out of runway, you can take off again. That would be foolhardy. But a lot of sellers approach the market at that point, and oftentimes on the advice of their agent. If you enter the market early, the spring market early, you've got a long runway. You got a lot of time to make adjustments into the market and have the house still sell fine if you want to go aggressive. I've got some listings I'll be putting on the market in February. They're going to be aggressively priced, meaning high, meaning the sellers want more money than even the market bore this year. They want to try it. Go for it. Sure. That's no problem. Let's try it. But if the market speaks to us loudly and says, hey, 25 groups through, no offers, then you have to look at where the market really is and make the adjustment. For some sellers, they don't really care. I took over a listing in Chevy Chase, Maryland. It had been on the market for 6 months with another broker. They brought it on the market in May, and it expired. And I took it over, and I put the property on the market for just a hair less. Maybe, I think it was maybe 2 or 3% less in list price a month and a half ago. And we sold it, and we got it done. Now, it was a difference in marketing strategy as well, because the timing was not great. The fall market's not as strong. Timing is very, very important. Please listen to what I'm saying. If you are thinking about selling your home, if you tried to sell your house and you couldn't, and you want to talk with me about how I approach this process, whether you hire me or you don't hire me, I want you to have the information so you can make an informed decision. Go into the operating room knowing what the surgery is going to be before you walk in. Don't discover it along the way and go, oh, I just assumed. No. I wrote this guide. It's free. It's called the Market Ready Guide, and you can download this for free at my website at ericstewartgroup.com. All you do is go to ericstewartgroup.com, go to the resources, the guides, and you can download. I've got a few different guides. You can download them all if you want to read them all. Okay? If you need to call me, toll-free number, okay? We'll mail it to you, no cost, 800-900-9104. Closing thoughts right after this.